Number 7. That meeting was too long to be held on a Friday afternoon. A.
No, it's not until Monday.
B.
I couldn't agree with you more.
C.
Next time I'll take some notes.
Number 8.
Who sent the order form to Ashcroft Supplies?
A.
By fax would be best.
B.
That doesn't surprise me.
C.
It was probably Cheryl.
Number 9.
Why isn't the air purifier turning on?
A. There is too much dust in the air. B. Maybe the filter needs to be changed. C. Sure, go right ahead. Number 10. Isn't a technician going to install a security system? A.
No, it's not overdue.
B.
I don't know how.
C.
I was planning to do it.
Number 11.
Should I explain how to set up the projector?
A.
Yes, this one is too plain.
B.
On a wide screen.
C.
No, it comes with instructions.
Number 12.
Where is Logan Fremont's performance evaluation?
A.
Once per quarter, I think.
B.
Yes, he received excellent scores.
C.
In the top drawer of my filing cabinet.
Number 13. Do you want to see the exhibition at the museum? A.
That sounds great.
B.
I already saw him.
C.
25 paintings.
Number 14.
When is the next issue of the journal coming out?
A.
You're welcome to join us.
B.
Not until March.
C.
They resolved the issue.
Number 15.
Everyone is required to wear a name tag.
A. Yes, it will. B. Where can I get one? C. The safety requirements. Number 16.
Who will reimburse me for the postage?
A.
Yes, I shipped it this morning.
B.
What is the reimbursement for?
C.
Ask Miss Martinez.
Number 17.
You had trouble with the copier too, didn't you?
A.
At least 30 copies.
B.
I have already had it fixed.
C.
I think that's not a problem.
Number 18. What are the results of the customer questionnaire? A.
We're still compiling the data.
B.
For our new sports drink.
C.
From the customer service center.
Number 19.
Could I do anything to help you?
A. The fax machine is broken. B. Why didn't you leave a message? C. I'm running late for a meeting. Number 20.
Did Miss Howell go over the travel arrangements for your trip to Beijing?
A.
It's my first time.
B.
Yes, in detail.
C.
I appreciate that.
Number 21.
Which centerpieces should we use, the flowers or the candles?
A. No, my seat is near the rear. B. The roses are blooming. C. How about putting them each on alternate tables? Number 22.
Let's discuss the matter next time.
A.
The food was disgusting.
B.
It's almost 2 o'clock.
C.
If that's what you prefer.
Number 23. I signed up for the 10K race in Kilmer Park next month. A.
It was harder than I expected.
B.
What made you decide to do that?
C.
Sign at the bottom.
Number 24.
Should the brochure be printed in color or in black and white?
A.
Certainly, I found one.
B.
Color is more eye-catching.
C.
The completed draft is ready.
Number 25. Where can I get the materials for the upcoming workshop on goal setting? A.
We finally reached the goal.
B.
It's made of silk.
C.
They'll be mailed to you.
Number 26.
Doesn't this supermarket stock locally grown produce?
A. I go there once a week. B. Yes, but it depends on the season. C. Unfortunately, the stock price fell. Number 27.
Is Mr. Johnson planning to attend the welcome reception?
A.
I haven't asked yet.
B.
Yes, I attended it.
C.
In the large conference room.
Number 28.
The apartment we viewed was quite spacious, wasn't it?
A. Sure, if you have time. B. Yes, I loved the large living room. C. No, she lives by herself. Number 29.
How many salespeople work in our call center?
A.
Check the employee directory.
B.
$12 an hour.
C.
Ms. Andrews called.
Number 30. Isn't the president considering the Henley building for our relocation? A.
I'm trying to locate it.
B.
It's too far from the station.
C.
Because our workforce has grown.
Number 31.
Please remind your staff to be polite with customers at all times.
A.
We just had a meeting about it.
B.
Yes, they are quite friendly.
C.
I can help you with that in a minute.